By the end of the Civil War, the conditions inside this prison grew so bleak as to compel one soldier to write, "It takes seven of its occupants to make a shadow," to go to a place they called Andersonville on this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop, a nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven, predictable, productive, weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When the Civil War began, few expected it to last long, and when months began to turn into years, both sides realized they had an unexpected problem on their hands: what to do with thousands of prisoners of war. Alan Marsh at Andersonville National Historic Site in west central Georgia says the site today looks much as it did in the early 1860s.
There was a large pine forest here, so the trees could be cut for a stockade wall. It was in an agricultural region. There was a small stream flowing through the site. And perhaps most importantly of all, the railroad ran only a couple of hundred yards away from the site. Prisoners could be put on a boxcar in Richmond, Virginia, and a week later, step out at Andersonville.
Andersonville was completed in February of 1864. Although Marsh notes the Confederate government in Richmond was a little too anxious to begin shipping POWs south.
When the first prisoners arrived that month, the stockade wall had not quite been finished. There was a big gap in it, so the guards really had to be on their toes there.
The first of the prisoners to arrive had been confined on an island in the James River in Richmond. At first, they found Andersonville's conditions decent. There were rations, and they could find downed limbs to use as firewood. Marsh says it's important to remember the breadth of backgrounds of those thousands.
Most of the captured Union soldiers were male Caucasian, but some of the headstones you'll see will have USCT, United States Colored Troops. They're African Americans here. Members of the 54th Massachusetts, made famous by the film Glory. We know of two women who were here who had cut their hair short and had taken a man's name to join the army and had been captured and brought to Andersonville.
Almost 13,000 died inside Andersonville's walls. We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Andersonville, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.